This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your phone, on your computer, and on your favorite home device. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly Roberts on this Tuesday, March 7th, 2023. Coming up, we have Second Chance Romance in a matter of seconds.
We're finding love today.
I don't know about that. Okay. And the deadlet. And then TV taste test. Holly teased it last week. Yes. Daisy Jones and the Six, based on the book. How is it? Holly Roberts will tell you. But right now, have to do this? We have to do this, don't we?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure. I was just hoping maybe there was a chance that we didn't have to this week, but alas.
Here we are.
Second Chance Romance. Holly Roberts, who do we have?
We are starting today's Second Chance Romance with Kristen.
Okay. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, girl. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for emailing Holly and being willing to come on our show. Why don't you tell us about your date, please?
Okay. Sorry. I'm just like definitely going out of my comfort zone or reaching out to you guys. So just go along with me. We had a lot of fun together, you know. We actually met on Reddit and just kind of got to chatting and just like really good online chemistry, you know what I mean? And like, so we just decided like, let's meet up in person and take our conversation offline and see if, you know, we've got the chemistry IRL. And so we did meet in person, which was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, where'd you guys go?
I guess it was a little awkward at first because it's like, you know, from all the online chatting, it's like you feel like you know a person and then you meet them in person and it's like, oh, I guess I don't know this person. I'm kind of got to like re-get to know someone I thought I knew. And like, so I had some butterflies and we went to this really cool beer place. It was like a kind of bring your own snacks and bring your own games kind of place. And then you know, once we had a drink and started playing cards, we like loosened up, which was nice. And he's like a really good Uno player and I love Uno. So it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was just a good date. It was a very fun first date. You know what I mean?
That's a good game to play on a first date. Never thought about playing Uno.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a good way to break the ice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, keep it casual.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, sounds like a fun date. Did you guys have dessert somewhere else?
We did not have dessert. We did not, you know, we didn't have a nightcap or anything.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was, we kind of, you know, we left after the brewery, but it was fine. You know, I was totally fine with that. It was a first date, and I like to you know, I'm not a typical dessert person on a first date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just thought it went really well. I thought it was a great first date. So.
Okay. So how did it end?
I mean, we just kind of like hugged goodbye, you know, and it was like, oh, that was really fun. Let's do this again. He was like, yeah, totally. And it was like a long hug. Like, it felt like, this isn't the end kind of hug. It was didn't feel like a last hug. It felt like a first hug. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it wasn't like like a light hug with a pat on the back.
Felt like a warm, I'd like to see you again hug.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was it. And that was the end. And then it was like, poof, done.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. And then the nothing. So obviously you haven't heard anything or you wouldn't be here, right? So nothing after that.
Right. Yeah, no. So, and I just would like to know why, you know, was I supposed to like call? I just want to know what's up.
Okay. Well, that's why we are here, amongst other reasons, but that's why we're here. So Kristen, we're going to put you on hold. We did get a hold, he did agree, right? We actually did get a hold of him now.
Mm-hmm.
You never know, Kristen. Sometimes people just don't want to do this. So we're going to put you on hold. We did get a hold of him. He did agree. Now, but let me say this. All he knows is that we are calling about a date. He doesn't know that we're calling about you specifically. So
he hasn't heard any of this, but you'll hear everything he says.
Yeah.
So okay, hold on. Cool.
Hold on, Kristen. Okay, we'll put Josh up. Hi, Josh. You there?
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning.
I'm good. How are you?
We are well. Josh, thank you for doing this. We know it's weird, and I'm sure most Tuesday mornings aren't spent calling into a radio show. I don't mean to assume, but so you know that we're calling about a date, a recent date of yours. We are calling about your date with Kristen. I'm going to assume that you know who that is.
Yes. In fact, I do remember.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go a step further? The three of us are wondering, we do this segment because there wasn't like follow through. There wasn't another date. Was there a reason why there wasn't another date with Kristen?
Well, I just didn't feel that like the date went really well, and you know, I don't think that there needed to be a follow up. Sorry to be blunt.
Oh, what?
Why? Can we ask you that?
Yeah.
We met online and we kind of had a good rapport and things were going well. But when I met her in person, she had this tendency to frame everything using the term adulting. Like, adulting is so hard, and don't you just hate adulting? And, I'm so tired, and I've been adulting every day. And it was just so strange, and it was, like, immature. It was, like, internet speak, and not to mention old internet speak. It was just really off-putting.
Old internet speak.
So it was just it was like a tick. It was a tick in a person that was a turnoff. Am I hearing? I'm doing therapy here. Am I hearing you right?
I mean, I don't know if she was nervous. It just seemed to be like the way she talked.
Yeah,
it feels like that should be on a tote bag or something.
Yeah,
adulting is so hard.
Oh,
we'll have that at the fair this year.
Yeah, but for you, Josh, it was just you noticed that she was saying this a lot, and it sounds like, to frame Jason in his therapy speak, it seems that that was just it just was something that you weren't really into.
Yes, it's not that I don't like her as a person, I guess. It was just a little too much. It was like,
okay,
you know,
I wonder if he was just nervous.
Mean girl talk or something.
Okay, well, Josh, here's the deal. We may be able to fix this because I'm going to look in the positive. maybe it was just like I said, like a vocal tic. We all have one, you know, especially, you know, we have a weird job. We say things, we have a, you know, words that we say a lot. Maybe she was just nervous because she really liked you. God, I'm really trying today. Anyway, yeah. Josh, we're going to tell you something. Kristen gave us, we know you, we got your number because of Kristen, and Kristen's actually on the other line, surprise. And she's heard all of this, and we are going to try to fix this. Why am I being so positive? Anyway,
you're being such an adult right now.
Thank you. I'm adulting. Holly, go ahead and put up Kristen. Kristen, say hi to Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Well, hi. Sorry.
Hey. So, like, I heard what you said, and, like, I'm sorry that you're annoyed by me.
You're not annoying. It's just maybe you don't hear yourself, and the adulting was just too much. I mean, we all have things to do. It's being
I mean, I was just being, like, silly, you know? It's like a turn of phrase, and it's like, that was kind of like, I don't know, like, I felt that was, like, kind of our thing, like, our rapport, like, online. Like, we're just always silly together and making jokes. Like, for me, I was, like, making a joke, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess, you know, but talking like that in real life, it's one, you know, but even so, it's kind of outdated, and, you know, I'm a very online person, and I just leave memes where they belong.
It's just like, I don't see what the big issue is with it. It's like, we get along in every other way. So the fact that you're, like, latching on to this little thing, I just don't get why this is bugging you.
Well, I mean, if you're like this in one way, then I'm just taking it as a sign is that maybe this should just be an online thing.
Whose turn is it?
It's Holly's.
Wait.
Well, so here's what we're going to do, Kristen and Josh. You know, it is called Second Chance Romance. And we are going to ask you, do you guys want to go on a second date? Josh, would you be interested in going on a second date with Kristen, maybe reconciling this, having a conversation? We're, you know, we'll take care of dinner, and you guys will be able to clear the air.
I mean,
I just have...
No, you can. I mean,
trust my, like, gut. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what I'm hearing, Josh, is that no second date, you're not interested.
Yeah.
Okay. That okay.
Okay. Hey, okay. Well, you know,
I mean, that's, yeah, you know, fine. We are all adults here. Can I say adult now? Am I allowed to say it now? Like,
Kristen, you can say whatever you want.
He is adult. Like, it is fine. No, I'm, yeah. I'm joking. I'm always joking.
Yeah, you're joking.
With
it.
Whatever.
Yeah. Kristen, thank you, my yes. friend. Good luck to you. And yes. Josh, good luck to you. Yes. Thank you for coming on our show.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
I had high hopes for you, Mark.
Jason, you were really trying. Yeah. You were really trying.
Yeah.
I really did. I had such high hopes. Yeah. I really did. I thought, we're going to do this.
Yeah. And then we didn't.
And then we didn't.
Did you guys find love while I was gone?
No, we did not.
It sounds like there was one pinball.
No, wait, did we? Yes, we did, Jason.
I just heard the promo.
Lest we forget, we did find love in a hopeless place.
Okay.
And it was called a pinball bar.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, though, again, I thought for sure.
I thought we'd find love again.
Yeah. I did, too.
Well, there's always Thursday.
It's such high hopes for you, boy. And...
Oh, there's always Thursday.
There's always Thursday.
Well, let me come back. Oh. Let me tell you. Let me read this first. Let's get this out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Boys and girls, register to win prizes for listener rewards. We have concert tickets to the Chicks at the Minneapolis State Fair. August 25th, now on the app. plus a Bose wireless speaker, gift cards for shopping, dining, and more. Sign up at mytalk1071.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Dirt Alert next. Like no other. Hey, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. If you have a picky eater in your life like we do, Mr. Big, and let me tell you the truth now, Dexter is getting that. Well, Dexter is pretty still food motivated, but they both love kombucha. Kombucha is a bone broth food topper, which food toppers are like the new thing. They are so good. Kombucha from Nutrisource has probiotics, which helps with tummy health and more. And that's so important, especially as your dog gets older, like our boys. And Mr. Big is a picky eater, so he looks at kibble sometimes, even delicious Nutrisource kibble. And he's like, yeah, I'm not in the mood there, father. And then I pour that kombucha over there. Devoured. That bowl is devoured. So find kombucha where you find Nutrisource, and find Nutrisource and an independent retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
Add the wine.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The biggest entertainment stories of the day. We have them here in the Dirt Alert. Good morning again, Holly.
Oh, good morning again, Jason and Alexis. Let's talk about what TikTok is up to. Yeah, the app announced something called Series, which is a new way for creators to sell their stories. Now, each individual series can include up to 80 videos, each up to 20 minutes long, giving the TikTok community a new or longer format to watch their favorite creators and content. So, if you were already shaking your fist at TikTok now...
How long? 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
It's like a sitcom with no commercials.
It's
creating your own show. I mean, if you really love someone on this platform, I guess this is like Nirvana.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I get even more? This is great.
It could very well be. So this is going to be rolling out soon. They're always, you know, doing things over there at the TikTok.
Yeah.
Now, only select creators have it right now. So if you're hoping to do that, sorry, you're probably not one of them. I'm just going to say.
It's too late.
It's too late now. Let's talk a little TV news. This project that's been in development for over a decade from Leo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese, Devil in the White City, officially dead over at Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, this is based on the book of the same name about the true story of America's first modern serial killer. So, you know, it's an uplifting story for the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Gather the kids.
Yeah, gather the kids. We're going to go to the murder castle, which was a real thing at the Chicago's World Fair at the turn of the century. Well, apparently Keanu Reeves is attached to star in this. And Todd Field, who's pretty hot right now, he's got that movie Tar nominated for a bunch of Oscars. Well, they left, and now Hulu doesn't want it anymore.
Do you feel like we're just oversaturated with serial killer content?
Yes.
I do. Yes. And it's I like serial killer content. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jason, did you watch the Jeffrey Dahmer series?
I did.
What did you think of it? Yeah.
I loved it.
Couldn't do it.
And I would never. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it, to me as a viewer, it humanized his victims. I know there was criticism about the show, and you never want to counter the poor families of these victims. So I'm just going to say, as a viewer, it helped put a human face on these victims for me. And I felt even more compassion for the families they left behind. So
interesting. Yeah. So we'll see if we ever see Devil in the White City on the small screen, but you can go and read the book right now. Something that's definitely coming to TV is the second season of And Just Like That. And we're getting a little tease about what season two is going to be like as opposed to season one. Now, the actor who played Seema Patel, she's saying that they're almost done filming season two, and that she's promising
that it is funnier than season one.
Oh, good.
Okay, so this is the revival of Sex and the City.
Yes.
City. I just hate the name. I just wish that they could have come up with some play on it, because it, when you first said it, I was like, what is And Just Like That? I know I watched it, but anyway, I don't know if that will help. But
I don't mind the name. I'm just glad to hear that it is going to be lighter.
Yes.
Now, by necessity, yeah, the first season was heavy because of Big. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But
yeah,
my goodness, it just...
Oh, well, the big storyline and the big cloud, it just kind of hung over the entire season. And then it went into some of the subplots. And it was just like, woof,
yep,
this is a lot. Was not expecting a drama. So, And Just Like That, going to be funnier.
Good.
Then season one. Those lovebirds, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, according to Page Six, have attended their first event together as a couple.
What?
Oh,
oh God. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They were at a ceremony that was in a park in North Hollywood, California. A source who attended a service, this was a funeral for PR guru Howard Bragman. They were there together, and a source told Page Six, I couldn't believe it was them. I didn't even know they were in L.A. I would say to that source, how did you miss it of them straddling each other and dry humping and sharing those photographs of them on Beverly Boulevard a couple of weeks ago? How did you not know? Now, that source adds, now they weren't inappropriate.
But she
they weren't inappropriate at this funeral, but Amy was in a wrap dress that was very short, and they just look like this hot couple, which is just an odd observation to make at a memorial service for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If look, they have a lot of free time. They don't have a job.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can only dry hump for so long before you need to go and find that Vaseline endorsement.
That's right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
your calves get
20s.
Tired.
Oh, my God. Oh, cramps.
The thrusting of the pelvis. It's just...
Especially now, Charlie horses and things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, welcome to middle age.
Look at the three of us just sucking the fun out of dry humping. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's what we do. It's what the show does,
that's
Jason.
It's what we do. That's
what
right.
we do.
We're tired, okay?
Laughing and leaking in the morning. That's right. When we come back, TV Taste Test, Daisy Jones and the Six. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Hey friends, Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. I love getting emails from my talkers who have worked with First Equity, like Jacob did. He worked with Peter. He said Peter made the process go so smoothly and went over well that I expected him, went well over what I expected him to do. Wow, gotta read. Okay, here we go. He says, he answered my questions quickly and was able to explain the process, so I understood everything. I would definitely use him again and have already recommended him to friends and family. And yes, David and the team at First Equity, keenly aware of this. You will be back, possibly, to refinance. You're going to tell your family and friends. You're going to see them out in the community. And that's what's so wonderful about working with an independent, local mortgage broker with unmatched personalized service. They want to take the time to make sure you are set up for financial success. So call them about any mortgage question you may have, 763-251-8000, or use my talk keyword, David.
Lori and Julia here.
Here's a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
Once they gave you the option, you could talk, you could type, talking ended that day. It's over. Talking is obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth. I could text you this whole thing. We can get the hell out of here right now. Why would I want to get information from a face when I could get it from a nice, clean screen? Don't you feel uncomfortable now faces come up to you? Well, I'll tell you what I think. That way I would go, yeah. Their lips and their teeth and their gums and their... There's a missed shaving spot. There's a piece of crust, some goo. You see a little lunch remnant in their teeth. Just send me an email about this, would you? I can't do it anymore. Your face is the worst news I've had all day. We want a text. Text. We like that word, don't we? Text. It's fun to say. It's got that short, tight, got the X in there, a little bite to it. Text it. Don't tell me. Text it. Don't tell me.
This has been a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
But the new scourge on society are people putting their FaceTimes on speaker and walking around public spaces. That is a herpes on the lip of society.
Jason, make it stop.
Make it stop, and it's getting worse. Is it just me? Please tell me it's not. I'm seeing more and more people doing this. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. No.
Nobody wants to hear your FaceTime. It is like a 10. It is like nails on a chalkboard. That sound of somebody else's phone and the what the phone's voice sounds like on speaker. It is like nails on a chalkboard. Nobody wants to hear your conversation. Nobody at Target, nobody at Aldi, nobody at the DMV, nobody at the shoe store, nobody at the Chinese buffet, nobody at Hush Puppy Shoes, nobody, nobody.
Not even no. Buster Brown.
Ugh. No, nobody at the post office. Nobody wants to hear. No. Turn your...
Put some headsets on.
Yeah.
That's, people
or
AirPods, are...
AirPods
so,
or whatever.
We are so lazy now, we don't even want to hold up. That's what it is. I sound like Seinfeld now and Lewis Black combined. Nobody wants to hold the their iPhone up to their ear. That is now too hard for us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Get that phone sweaty. Get it sweaty. It's fine.
Preach.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're here for you.
Ugh. TV taste test.
What is this? A taste test?
Taste test. I'm in. Give me a
taste. Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a taste.
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV taste test. Give me a taste.
Holly mentioned this when Alexis was snacking her way through Puerto Rico. God, Lex, I keep going back to your Instagram. I keep looking at your food photos. Anyway, don't want to divert us, but I keep looking at your food and it's killing me.
Get hungry.
So damn delicious. Anyway, we mentioned this with Lisa LaCourcier when Lex was gone.
Yeah.
She read the book. We're talking about Daisy Jones and the Six. Talk to us, Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I had a little nosh on Daisy Jones and the Six this weekend. I just watched the first episode.
Okay.
And I think that 3 episodes are available on Amazon Prime right now. And they will be dropping 1 per week moving forward. So in their, and there are 10 episodes total. This is a limited series. And when Lisa was talking about this last week, I was pretty excited about this. Look, Rock and Roll and Laurel Canyon and 70s? The Sunset Strip. This is one of my pop culture sweet spots, and very much love it. Don't love the show.
Ooh.
Don't love the show. Maybe to steal how you frame things, Jason, I small L like it.
Yeah.
So what's the beef there?
So where's the beef? Well, where's the beef with Daisy Jones and the Six? Well, first let me set it up. So this is filmed as a mockumentary of the band members of Daisy Jones and the Six, 20 years removed from their big concert at Soldier Field in Chicago, reflecting back at their time in the band.
Mm.
Hate that framing device. Does not need to happen. Now, it happens in the book, but it's very distracting when you're trying to tell the story on TV.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
And it's been done so many times
Well, thank you, Alexis. That's my other thing with Daisy Jones and the Six. It's very cliche. You know, it's like, okay, this misunderstood girl, she starts writing, she loves music, and she rebels against her rich parents, and then she takes on the persona of Daisy Jones. And then there's this band in Pittsburgh, they're a garage band, and they want to make it big, so they head in a bus and go to L.A., so it's extremely cliche.
Uh-huh. Sounds like it.
Yep. And you know, the thing with Daisy Jones and the Six, too, is that this is taking place in the late 60s and in the 70s. And one of the things that I personally love about rock and roll is that is a genre of art that is very gritty and very subversive. And this show has none of that. Whatsoever.
It's shiny and new.
It's shiny. It's new. Oh. There's no edge to it. There's no danger. It just feels like rock and roll cosplay that these people saw a poster of what was happening 50 years ago. And then now they're doing this fake pretend rock and roll thing. There is no like essence of rock and roll. It's just not, it's a rock and roll show that has no rock and roll in it.
Ooh, that's not good.
Are you going to do a three taste test,
or are you done after one?
You know what, Alexis? I am going to give it three tastes because there's a small L like.
Yeah.
There's enough to it where I'm curious where they're going to take the show, but I am going to allow myself to dip out if I don't connect with Daisy Jones and the Six. Now, that being said, I will say I would recommend this show to folks who are not familiar with rock from the 60s and 70s because it does have a good soundtrack. Mm. And it's a nice entry point into this genre, into this era. And I think, like, if you were 12 years old and you were watching Daisy Jones and the Six, it would probably be great because your mind would be blown. Like, there's this music from CCR and Strawberry Alarm Clock, T-Rex, Carole King, the Animals, just in the first episode. And if it sparks your curiosity,
mm-hmm.
then Daisy Jones and the Six, that's for you. It will spark your imagination and it will cause you to go down the rock and roll rabbit hole where then you'll get the real meal deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I just heard from Lisa LaCourcier, who, again, loves the book. She agrees with Holly. The first episode was for her.
Yeah.
Hoping it's going to get better.
Yeah. I hope it does get better. And I hope that it captures the essence of rock and it captures the mood and the music. Now, Riley Keough, who stars in this, she's good. Like, the performance is decent. Like, she's a good actor. But it's just rock and roll cosplay. Mm. It just feels off. And I would recommend, if you're really into that stuff, go watch a good documentary. There are plenty of
real
those,
deal
and
stuff.
They will get you the real deal stuff, not this stuff that's like three generations removed and totally kind of misses the vibe.
It sounds like a missed opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
this could have been real good under, like, a different creative director.
Yeah.
You know, under a different director and a different production designer. You know what I mean? Different vision for it. It could have been good.
It could have been, Jason. But again, small L like.
Uh-huh.
Gonna do the two episodes, and then we'll see how I feel after that.
How's the chemistry between the characters, the actors? Do you feel like there's something there, or is that lacking?
We haven't really gotten to that point yet, because in the first episode, they're just setting everybody up.
Oh, okay.
But it just, I don't know. I wait to be delighted. I don't want to be skeptical about it. I wait to be delighted, and maybe there's going to be some hot smooching later. I don't know.
Wait to be delighted. Yeah. How most of our listeners feel.
Yeah.
Wait for us to delight them, right?
Keep waiting.
Keep waiting. It'll happen today at 3 with Lori and Julie.
Yeah, always.
Hey, everybody. Don't forget, Colin and I dropped a brand new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers last night. This one is a full review of the new roller coaster Tron Light Cycle Run. Bottom line, is it not for everyone? Do you have to be a certain size to ride it? And I'm not joking. I'm not being crass. We cover that. Plus, we tell you about an unfortunate incident involving Colin, his swimwear, walking to a pool. That's all I'm going to say. You can download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers wherever you get podcasts. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. When we come back, Yellow Jackets news from Lex. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hearing from you on the socials. Ali just gave us a great review. Show, not so much, but a great review of Daisy Jones and the Six. It's a small L like for Holly, but
you've got mail.
Lisa LaCourcier recommended a great doc, and I think you agree, Holly. Laurel Canyon on Epics is a must-see for rock and roll fans.
Uh-huh. Epics! You have to pay for Epics?
Yeah.
That's a good question, Lex.
Yeah.
Huh. Thanks.
May?
What is that? I don't even know Epics.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, either way.
I think you do have to pay for it. I think. I don't know.
Oh, Epics now is free for Prime members. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Hmm. Well, go get that, girl. Go get that.
Okay, I'm going to watch that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good recommendation.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lisa.
Link to an article, too, that was just published in the LA Times a couple of weeks ago. Read about the Laurel Canyon Country Store. You'll learn a lot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Country store?
Oh,
I just saw your tweet.
Yes. Okay, so the Canyon Country Store, before we move on.
No, please tell us.
It is a bodega to the rock and roll set. and it's in on Laurel Canyon, in Laurel Canyon. And this is where the Rock and Rollers have gotten their chicken salad for the past like 50, 60 years. And there's a great history about the store, about the folks who keep it running. It's fabulous. And it's in the next time you're in LA and you want, like, I want to go to an insider place. I want to go to a place where I might actually see a celebrity in their natural habitat.
In the wild.
In the wild. Go to the Canyon Country Store. You'll be in for a nice little treat.
Oh, I love
there.
That.
Yes.
Insider tip, Lex. Ooh. Insider tip.
I like it. Yes. I'm going. I'm going to put a link up on our show page, too, if you're like, what was that place again?
Yeah, the Canyon Country Store in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles, California.
I want to read this article. Mm-hmm. This is great. LA Times. Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Alexis.
Yeah, buddy.
What's going on with Yellow Jackets?
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait for Yellow Jackets.
Oh my God, I can't either.
Now, this is a show we absolutely love. We love the way, unlike the Daisy Jones and the Six, the kind of cliched way in which they're telling the story. Yellow Jackets does they go back and forth in time, but it's very clear and it's very interesting about how this incident of the soccer team's plane going down has affected them as adults, and it's very effective. So we know more about season two, which we're very excited about. So everyone be ready. If you are a Showtime subscriber, you can watch it Friday, March 24th. Okay. Otherwise, it will air on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. So there's that, which is awesome. So it's coming. It's not coming. Like, you know, a year away. It's just, you know, less than 2 weeks away. So
less
than
2 weeks.
2 weeks
away. Frightening to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, how many days is that? I know. Can you believe it? Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Ticking through. What we know about season two is that there will be some new cast members, including Melanie Lynskey's husband, Jason Ritter. He will have a guest role. They have not named who he'll play, but he'll be on, which is pretty cool. She plays Shauna.
I enjoy him.
Me too.
He's a good guy, a good husband. He defended her when all those body shamers were coming after her.
Oh, yeah. And then Elijah Wood, we know, will be joining the cast of Yellow Jackets. Now we know he's going to be playing a dedicated citizen detective who will challenge Misty, who is played by Christina Ricci. So I'm so excited to see where this goes. Wow, what a cliffhanger at the end of the first season. And it's coming, so don't worry. And then, of course, it's the perennial question of, is this evil in their mind, or are they causing it to each other, or is it real? And it's, you know, can be a combination of all. So very cool. And
we've waited a while, too.
Yeah, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've waited a long time for this season, so.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, very excited for it. Such a good show.
Oh, it is.
Oh, and the acting, the cast, Christina, I mean, everybody. Mm-hmm. So good. Oh.
And the ones who play the young adult, the young versions of them, you know, when the plane went down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's very good. And of course, the soundtrack is also something that we always talk about because we loved the first season. We do know that Florence and the Machine, they have, redone a classic. And we have a little taste here. You want to try it?
Sure.
Yeah, they did a little remix of I'm Just a Girl from No Doubt. What do you think? It's haunting, isn't it?
It is haunting. I don't know if I like it, but I think for the show it's good.
Oh, it's perfect, yeah.
It's perfect for the show.
For the show. Yeah. But absolutely will we be listening perfect. To it on our own unless we're feeling a little, you know, down and out or something?
That'll just depress me a bit.
Yeah.
No, I like it for the show. It's perfect. That's a great combo right there. Oh,
I know. Okay. It's so good.
So many good shows. So many good shows coming. And now, with Showtime... Remember, they're getting rid of Showtime. So are we?
Oh, right.
Are we gonna have to go to Paramount Plus, or what the hell are we gonna have to do?
That's where it's going.
Okay.
Showtime on Paramount. Oh my gosh, they gotta think of a name.
Confusing.
It is very confusing.
When does that officially start? Because you're right. It's probably they're straddling the transition.
They're dry humping the transition.
Yeah. So start at Showtime and then...
See, I'm just saying the consumer is going to be really confused.
Paramount Plus with Showtime. Try it now.
So it's on there now.
So it's on there now.
You'll have to go. So Holly, am I reading that right?
Yep.
Paramount Plus. Check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we're still subscribed to Showtime.
I still am.
We'll save some money, yeah.
I'm getting rid of it now.
Bundle and save for just $11.99 a month. Paramount Plus with Showtime.
Is that the price we pay now?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's so confusing. I'm tired.
Too many options.
Too many options. Too many options. Speaking of streaming, though, I would just like to say thank you again. Warner Brothers continues to be listening to Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Yes.
They are continuing to upload more and more and more HD remastered episodes of Dallas every week. They're filling in the blanks, and I couldn't be more delighted. So thank you very much.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
We did it again.
Yeah, we did it.
Yesterday there was a new batch while I had my soup, while I had my lunch, a little chili. And
how many more batches are left, Jace?
There's probably a good 30 episodes out of the 356 that need to be uploaded of Dallas. So thank you, Warner Brothers. And thank you for listening to Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
We affect change.
Yeah.
Y'all are listening. You want us to get something done? Let us know. That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
Yeah, that's right, baby. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we will talk tomorrow for the Humpity Hump Day. Bye for now. We love you.